Hi everyone, this is Lisa Wheeler from Embracing Health, and I'm here with David Wolfe to talk about his upcoming 2011 tour of Australia. All the information about the tour can be found at the website www.davidwolfeaustralientour.com. That's www.davidwolfeaustralientour.com. Great to chat with you today, David.
Hey, Lisa Wheeler. Thanks so much for having a conversation with me today. Very excited to get back to Australia, back to the land of Oz, and experience the magic that we shared last time. What a great, incredible country. I'd never been to Australia before. Now I'm coming back for my second trip, and this time we're going to go a lot deeper. We're going to go a lot further into where the research is, which is really, really amazing. I am being blown away every single week by what's going on, and some of the doctors who've been in front of me just in the last couple of weeks have been really amazing, and I'm really excited about the next phase of where health research is going and where the cutting edge really is.
Yeah, fantastic. One of the most frequent comments I got about this year's tour was that people didn't get enough time with you. So we had quite a few three-hour lectures, but people wanted more. So next year you're going to do some day-long workshops and a full weekend mega event in Sydney, right? So tell us about these day-long events.
Well, we're going to cover every aspect of superfoods. We're going to cover everything about raw and living foods. We're going to talk about super herbs and just simplifying everything, because everything in this whole herbal stuff is just, it's so complicated, and no wonder nobody can make any sense of it. So we're just going to simplify that out so that anybody can understand it, because that's what herbalism is. It's really simple and it's basic. We're also going to talk about living water and the power of spring water and how to source your own spring water and the importance and value of water in general for the future. And we're going to do an awesome rundown of my Longevity Now program, which is, it's an anti-aging program designed to get bad calcium out of your body. And for those of us who are in the know, and Lisa, obviously you're in the know, aging is related to having bad calcium in our body.
Yeah.
And this is an amazing thing, because what do we hear from doctors all the time, or even nutritionists? Take calcium supplements. Don't take calcium supplements, because they actually cause aging. And so we're going to get into that. I'm also going to get into a whole thing on bad estrogen.
Right.
And how to get the bad estrogen out of your body. And I know, actually, because I've met with the top doctors in the world on this issue, that what I'm onto on that particular thing, on bad estrogen, is the leading information in the whole world right now.
Fantastic. Yep. A lot of people are going to want to hear about that one. Great. So just to let people know, what we're doing is we're kicking off the tour in Brisbane on February the 11th. So it's a Friday night. We're going to kick off with a three-hour lecture. Great opportunity to bring family and friends, people that don't know about your work. It's a great introduction, isn't it, those three-hour events?
It's wonderful, and it's a lot of entertainment. So if you have never heard of me before, the main thing that I'm into is entertainment. And I guarantee you that I'll be more entertaining, and the event will be more entertaining than dinner and a movie. So if you can just skip dinner and a movie and come see us.
I guarantee that. Yep, definitely. And that's going to lead into the full day Saturday. So we're doing this in Brisbane. So it'll be Friday the 11th, and then the full day Saturday is a workshop, and we're going to cover all those areas that you talked about and more. And we're doing the same in Melbourne on the 24th, which is a Thursday night, the three-hour lecture, and the 26th all day Saturday. So that's the day-long events where people can get a heap of information. But the real mega event is going to be the Sydney weekend. And that's a full weekend, a Thursday night, all day Saturday and Sunday, and a raw cacao party on the Saturday night. Tell us what that weekend is going to be like.
Oh, it's going to be outrageous. And again, we will cover all aspects of nutrition, some of the more interesting yoga concepts that are important for us to be utilizing every day. For example, inversions. I'm going to talk about the importance of getting our legs and hips above our head occasionally in the day, you know, laying down with our maybe a pillow under our hips instead of under our head.
Yep.
And we will go into all different aspects of body work, fitness, and, of course, you know, my favorite subject, nutrition. And in all the different aspects that I know, building healthy hormones, we're going to go into how to get real protein into your system and really what the cutting edge of protein looks like. But the main thing in Sydney is going to be that cacao party.
Oh yeah.
Because that's where it all comes together in the illustrious magic of the world's greatest food, which is chocolate, and it's going to be a night that you will remember for the rest of your life.
It's going to be fantastic. We've booked Ganga Giri, who played at this year's party, and isn't he and his band fantastic?
I literally felt like it was almost a deja vu when Ganga Giri started playing our last cacao party, which was in the Byron Hinterlands, and it was so epic, it was so powerful, that it felt like a deja vu. It felt like a tribal gathering or some amazing moment was happening in the world.
Yeah.
And we're bringing that to Sydney to just take that one extra level higher, because the energy of Sydney is so great, the people are so great, and this is what they've been asking for, so we're bringing it to you.
Oh, absolutely. So just to wrap up Sydney, we're doing Thursday the 17th of Feb. We've got that 3-hour introductory lecture where you can bring friends, family, anyone who hasn't heard about your work, bring them along, get an introduction, be entertained, have an awesome night. Then we're going into the full weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th of Feb, with the cacao party on the Saturday night. That's going to go from 8 p.m. till midnight, and it's going to be an absolute blast. So with this, David, what I love is that you've priced these events in a way that's really affordable for everyone. So I can imagine people are going to come from all over Australia and from New Zealand to attend this Sydney weekend. Is that the idea?
That is the idea, and I definitely want to say this. I've been to every success seminar by every leader out there, every public speaker, all the greats. You know, since I was a kid, I literally started doing seminars with Tony Robbins when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm really on to is value. You will never get, and this is my guarantee, you will never get more value for your money in any context than what you're going to get at these events. The information is life-changing, it's simple, it's easy to implement, and any piece of it works. So you don't have to have the whole thing, or it's not like you have to do this whole diet or get on this whole type of program. It's just giving you awareness and giving you a couple pieces that you can do. The rest of it is seeds that are planted for later and will make sense later down the road to get you started. And if you're already started and you're already an advanced student, it will take you that much further. And the information is not even available in books. It's not available anywhere. It's the most cutting-edge information in the world, and it's literally been innovated just in the last couple of weeks, some of the things that I'm going to be bringing down there, based on the information I've been getting from some of the top doctors in America and the world who I've been meeting with, and it's been interesting what's been happening in my life in terms of who's showing up at my door.
Incredible, and I can say that from experience, spending some time with you this year, the amount of information people get is just out of this world, and it's, like you said, things people can use right now, and you're planting the seeds for later when they move forward, move up a level, and sometimes I think it's just such incredible information that sometimes we don't even understand how great that is until we start implementing it. So it's going to be amazing. So I can see, I think what a lot of people are doing, I think that's what we've designed a bit, is that we have the Thursday night so people can come in and make a little holiday out of their weekend. So they can come in on Thursday, go to the lecture, spend Friday sightseeing in Sydney, have a look around, spend the day, and then lead into the weekend. So I could think a lot of people are going to do that, which is a great way of planning it out.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah, great. Well, the other thing I wanted to mention about both the Sydney and the Melbourne events are the special Friday exclusives, the up close and personal with David excursions that we're holding. So in Sydney, we're doing an evening harbour cruise. So on that beautiful Sydney harbour with the bridge and the opera house, we're doing a cruise. And in Melbourne, we're doing an afternoon trip to the Peninsula Hot Springs. Now, these tickets are really limited, so we're only going to offer 20 places for sale. But what we're also going to do, which is going to be a lot of fun, is hold a lottery and give away 10 tickets to each of those events to some very lucky people. So tell us about those two events.
Well, it's always a little bit different when you can get that up close and personal time rather than being in a seminar situation. It's a little bit less formal. It's less of a suit and tie and more of a bathing suit type of situation, literally and metaphorically. So we're going to be able to tap into those things, those questions that sometimes people come up to me and they forget it. They forget the question they have. we're going to be able to get to those questions because we'll be in a more relaxed atmosphere, and we can talk deeper about esoteric subjects. I've been hanging out a lot with David Wilcock.
Yep.
David Wilcock is one of the leading ufologists, and he may be the world's leading ufologist. And I was just over at his house a couple of days ago, and so I'm going to bring that information. I'm going to be bringing a lot of information that's really, I believe, at the cutting edge of knowledge in all fields, not just my field, because those are the people that I'm fortunate to be hanging out with now, and those are the things I can't do in a seminar. But I can touch on to it when we get to a hot springs, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just been down there. I just spent a week in the Mornington Peninsula, and we spent an afternoon at the hot springs, and they're amazing. They're beautiful springs, so it's going to be a great afternoon. So we're also doing at these events some beautiful raw catered dinners, so that's going to be a plus as well. And anyone who buys a ticket to the Sydney event and the Melbourne or the Melbourne event, by the end of this year, we're going to draw the lottery on the 1st of January and give 10 tickets away to each of those events to some very lucky people who are going to join us at those special places. So it's going to be great.
Yes, it's a lottery. So I like the idea of a lottery.
Yes.
I think it's from my time as a child watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and seeing Charlie win the golden ticket.
Yeah.
We like that kind of thing. It makes life really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So before we move on and let everyone know about the grand finale of the tour, the retreat in Western Australia, there are a couple of other sessions we need to mention. So we've got the afternoon lecture in Byron Bay, so that's Sunday, February the 13th, and also a permaculture day at your friend Tanya's house in Mullumbimby. So what's that going to be like, the permaculture day?
That's another let your hair down kind of event. I'm really deep into farming, orchards, gardening, making your home like a sculpture and developing it as a piece of art that develops over time, especially a living piece of art. And nobody in the world has done that better than Tanya has, my friend Tanya, who lives there in the Byron hinterland. So it's basically up above, you know, like beyond Mullumbimby, and we're going to go there and we're going to talk about creating your life as a work of art and creating your land as a work of art and creating edible fruit forests and food forests so that we can actually live off our land and really get into that level of joy. And it is really a joy. I didn't know because I didn't grow up that way. I mean, I had occasionally something that was picked at a farm, or I would go to a farm occasionally. And now that I live that way and I eat from the land all the time, it brings a level of joy that we're missing. And so it restores something that's been lost, and that's what I want to touch into there at Tanya's farm.
Yeah, this year when we went there, I think everyone had a really life-changing experience seeing what Tanya has done with her property to take it from barren grazing land and turn it into the most amazing rainforest with fruits and edible trees, and to have it not be landscaped and let it run wild, but with such a beauty with it. And I think everyone really got a lot out of that day, so I'm really happy we're doing that again.
It gives you a vision. I remember Ganga, who's our guy who's going to do our Saturday night cacao party in Sydney, Ganga said to me, he said, this is just amazing, and I don't have the money for this right now. And I said, well, you know, that's the vision. You got to put a plan together for 10 years and get the money and get a farm somewhere. And that's what I did. I mean, it took me 12 years of thinking about it, you know, looking at different ideas of where I wanted to live, and eventually I bought two farms. And being on those lands is a total joy, and that's what we want to do. We want to start cultivating that long-term vision for our lives and our families' lives.
Fantastic. Yeah, so to cap off the whole tour, we're ending with a 5-day treat at Samudra, which is in Dunsborough in Western Australia, about 3 hours' drive south of Perth. So how did you enjoy this pretty remote part of the world this year?
That was a joy to be celebrated for the rest of my days. The beautiful waves, the brilliant fruits of that Mediterranean climate down there in Dunsborough, the wonderful hospitality of Sheridan and his crew at Samudra, the amazing resort down there, and the parties that we went to and the music and
yeah.
The remoteness. You can really sense that you are remote. Didn't you feel that, Lisa? You feel like you're in the middle of absolutely nowhere. I felt even more remote than Hawaii.
Yeah, it is. And it is such a part of the world that is away from everything. It's remote even for Australia because it's, you know, situated right, you know, down the bottom, 3 hours south of the major city. And, you know, not a huge population. It's a gorgeous spot. It's a beautiful part of the world. And I think it's the most remote, raw, vegan cafe in the world. It'd have to be.
It is, for sure. I've been to almost all of them in the world. And I never had to travel so far to get to one. I had to travel to Dunsborough this last year.
Yeah, it is. But the retreat's going to be just amazing. It's a great place to have a retreat. So we've got a fantastic lineup of events planned. And this really is going to be the highlight of the whole tour, is it to finish on this retreat in this beautiful part of the world.
We're going to do yoga every morning. We're going to have surf lessons from Sheridan, and I need that, even though I got massively beat up last time I tried to surf with Sheridan. He's very good.
He's good.
I'm going back for more. We're going to also focus on local Aboriginal culture and dance and painting, face painting. And we're going to do a sweat lodge, and we're going to do it Native American style. So I fortunately was very wonderfully educated in how to conduct sweat lodges many years ago at one of my favorite places, Eden Hot Springs in the state of Arizona in the United States, and done sweat lodges all over the world. So we're bringing that to this event, which is a really fun shamanic dance for an evening. It's like an event that you kind of get to go deeper into your meditation and whatever you're into, focus on your goals. It's going to be awesome. And what else we're going to do is we're going to do a walk. We're going to do, of course, tons of education, but we're going to do food preparation and blender chefing. I'm a blender chef, so we're going to teach you how to use a blender to the cutting edge of where we are today.
Yeah, fantastic. It's just going to be an awesome event. So we're starting Monday the 28th of February, finishing on Friday the 4th of March. And in Western Australia, that weekend, the Saturday, Sunday, Monday after the retreat is a long weekend. So we'll be staying in Dunsborough. On the Saturday night, we're going to have a talk for the public and a party on the Saturday night. So for those who want to do the retreat and then stay on for an extra few days, they're most welcome to join in as well. So that's going to make it a really, really fantastic experience. Right. Well, that pretty much wraps up the 2011 tour, I think. That's pretty much it. So all tickets for the events are for sale online at the website www.davidwolfaustralientour.com, and that's the only place you can book tickets. So that's the central booking website. And have a good look at that website, because that's where you'll find all the details on all of these great events. Also, remember to purchase your tickets before the 1st of January to be in the draw to win a ticket to the exclusive Sydney Harbour Cruise or the Peninsula Hot Springs trip, because they're going to be a lot of fun and they're going to be drawn on the 1st of January, so you need to get your tickets before then. So thanks, David. I guess we're going to look forward to seeing you in Australia again, and it's going to be a brilliant tour. Can't wait to have you back. And I know from the people I've spoken to who came this year, they are just can't wait for you to come back and share even more.
Thank you so much, Lisa. In fact, a bunch of people came up to one of our recent conferences up here in North America, all the way from Australia. I think they had such a good time on our last tour, and it wasn't a small number. It was over 20 people, and I really felt like what we're tapping into there in Australia is a really amazing group of people who are really wanting to learn about the cutting edge and take action to create the best health ever. And I will do everything in my power to bring that and much, much more.
We can't wait. Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for talking with us today, David. And we'll see you here in February 2011. Thank you.
Thank you.